Welcome back to Page 4, Sooner Politics Weekend Report. I'm David Van. Glad you're with me tonight. Yes, I teased it in our last segment, but medical marijuana gets 93% support in a House vote. This week, this in front is John Eccles. He's the majority floor leader. He's having a great session, folks. He's become a champion of liberty in Oklahoma in a fantastic way. Over his left, his right shoulder there is Scott Vetgatter. Scott is from Okmulgee. Let me tell you about Scott. Last summer, Scott voted no on medical marijuana. Scott had a lot of serious concerns about it. But it passed with 57% of the vote. Let me tell you what Scott did. Instead of complaining, subverting, trying to undermine it, Scott did everything he could to make it better and to make it accessible, make it workable. Some in our state government are doing everything they can to subvert it. And yes, I will start calling out names. I have in the past. I'll continue to do so. Some of them are facing felony indictments for some of the things they're doing. Some are yet to be named in indictments. But we expect those indictments to come. All right, getting back to these two fellas. They went to work this summer during a time of uproar in the state in the month of July. People were furious at our health department for blatant efforts to go beyond their constitutional powers in an attempt to try to kill the medical marijuana program before it even got off the ground. John Eccles saw what was happening. So did Scott Vetgatter. Vetgatter put aside his personal opinions about should we, shouldn't we, was this a good idea, was it not. He said, let's work with it. So John Eccles called together an interim study. He got with Senator Greg McCourtney, and the two of them decided to co-chair a bicameral or joint interim study on medical marijuana. It took 13 weeks of testimony, hearings, questions, answers, research. John got with a number of people and he said, tell me, how would you fix what we've got right now? And I was one of those people who was invited to speak to this thing. And I really, you know, I gave a little bit of feedback indirectly, but mostly I was not at the table writing this. But I support what John did to find a certain amount of consensus. And what John Eccles is doing is presenting the framework. What we've got right now is State Question 788. Some of it is vague. Some of it's incomplete. Some of it is barely workable. The health department has powers to write emergency rules. Those rules expire at the end of this summer. So we have to have a framework in place, a durable set of guidelines, statutes, if you will. And Representative Eccles and Representative Vetgatter have built a consensus and presented on the floor this week, just 2 days ago, the Medical Marijuana Unity Bill. Why is it called Unity? Because these are the things that the legislators, especially those in the interim study and in the committees that have looked at it, they say, yeah, we can live with this. That doesn't mean there aren't other bills. That doesn't mean there aren't further changes coming. But this is a core set of measures that will put in place something permanent that is sustainable, that's workable, and relatively honest, credible, and hopefully will be not abused very much. Again, anything the government does, you're going to see abuse. But we're here for the real patients, not the people that are just looking for a cheap ticket to a joyride. All right. So they brought it to the House. Representative Vetgatter was the floor sponsor. He presented it. We had about an hour of question and answer. Now, some of these questions, in fact, some of the people who did not vote for it, it wasn't because they wanted to make it illegal. It's because they thought that this bill was going to hamper it more than it should be. Democrat Representative Shane Stone was one of those. He really felt like we were putting too many restrictions in, and he felt like the voters of Oklahoma did not support it. He also felt like we ignored certain things that should have been in this bill. Well, I don't think Shane Stone or other people like him are all that disappointed. I think they know that, you know, more is coming. But when the vote came down, the vote was 93%. I talked to Representative Fettgatter later Thursday, and I think he was surprised. You know, I'll let Scott speak for himself, but I think he was truly surprised that they got more than 90% of the vote. Now, remember we talked earlier in the segment this weekend about Katie and Kamen's law, when we passed a law that for a trial medical program just for CBD, essential oils, for kids suffering debilitating seizures, multiple seizures a day. You know, that only got, I think, 85 votes. 85. This got 93. This tells me that we're turning a corner in how we look at old medicines with therapeutic value. Even if they don't cure something, if they make the quality of life better, if they provide temporary relief, if they allow a cancer patient who's going through chemotherapy to maybe have a little relief from their nausea so they can get a meal and keep their weight up and keep their energy so they can fight this cancer. If it can help a kid with seizures, if it can help grandma with her severe arthritis so bad that the opiate medications quit working and she's tempted to take them in higher dose and now she's addicted. We've got so many people addicted. If it helps the veterans with PTSD, you know, if it can help the people suffering from glaucoma, there are so many things and we're just scratching the surface. So, folks, I want to congratulate my fellow Oklahomans for the courage to question it. Did we go awry? Did we get off the path? I want to thank you for helping to correct something where we've gotten it wrong on our drug policy. And we'll be back with page 5.